Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I really hope that whoever the next quarterback doesn't come with the complications of Deshaun Watson. I really hope they don't come with the downside of Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson, diva-esque personality.
Yeah.
And in reality, if you embrace the community that goes far here, can you play is the only thing that matters.
Yeah, it's nice to hear that he has such an impact in the locker room, and it is nice to hear all these, you know, nice things about him. But ultimately, it matters whether or not you believe he can throw the football or not. I'll say this. I think it would have been surprising if we had on a Colorado guy and he said anything but what he said.
Yeah, I didn't want to get blacklisted by Dion.
I mean, that's an easy way to do it, is it not?
Yeah.
But we, you know, I think it's interesting that he referenced how great he was with the local media there, because that is one thing that Dion, not necessarily Shador, but Dion has taken a lot of criticisms on over the years.
I just continue to come back to the idea, specific to Shador, anything, I do, I mean, I don't know that there's a more distracting player. And I because I don't want to put it on him. But every conversation around Shador kind of gives me fits and starts. You know what I mean? Like, well, if you don't take him, you're going to be upset. Or he's got too much of a personality. Or no, they need that kind of personality. I continue to come back to my biggest concerns with Dion. Like, I actually think I think his personality would be really good in Berea, because Kevin Stefanski does not strike me and has shown, I think, consistently he can't be your follow you into the trenches guy.
Yeah.
So I like that about Shador. I also feel like everything else around him has turned into a giant sideshow, and it's not his fault. It's just how he's been covered.
Yeah. I like that you said it's not his fault, because I feel that way as well. I don't feel like it's anything he necessarily has done. Like, listen to that NFL Network interview yesterday. It's not as if, and I've seen this with Shador a lot, it's not as if he's like so gregarious and he's so loud and he's so, like his dad is. His dad is that way. He's really not that way, though. He has a lot of branding, yes, for sure, as he should. Travis Hunter has a lot of branding as well.
Well, but even in this, like, people are also going to see the music stuff. They're going to see, it really is, it's just, there are so many narratives that when I hear people use them on air, I'm not talking about fans, I'm talking about, like, hosts. I'm like, how do you know that that's, like, a circumstantial thing? Or how do you, like, that just seems like it's immaterial. Like, do you think he can be a franchise quarterback? Because the one thing I will say is there's been convenient branding with Shador that is, I think he can be a starter. That's not really the conversation we're having here, right? Like, Russ Wilson can be a starter.
Sure.
Aaron Rodgers can be a starter.
Sure.
Carson Wentz probably can be a starter. It's just wild to watch all the different conversations of Shador black out what I think is the most important, which is, will he be a top-flight quarterback in the NFL or not?
And within all that, you've noticed how Cam Ward has just kind of stayed quiet and out of the noise and out of the distraction, and all it's done is just boost up his stock. I wonder if Deion and Shedeur's camp are having a recognizable moment about that.
I don't think so. No. I don't mean this in a bad way, but so it's like so I mean this about Deion, not about Shedeur.
Okay.
It's like Draymond. I really think Draymond Green, when he's talking about any other basketball team, any other player in the NBA, is one of the brightest, most engaging minds in the world. But when he talks about himself, he just sounds deluded.
Might just know one speed is all.
Yeah, and I think Deion's the same way. Like, if you said, hey, here's a problem in football, or here's a problem in college football, how do we fix it? I think Deion could fix almost any problem in college football. But when it comes to, hey, you might not be great with the media, or you're only great with certain, hey, maybe you shouldn't do this, or hey, maybe tone it down, it might be hurting you in NFL circle. I don't think Deion's built to hear that.
Yeah, I am curious about what Deion's role would be with Shedeur here. You know, obviously he's his dad. He's gonna be around. I'm not suggesting he's not, but also he's trying to win big games at Colorado. He's got one of the top quarterback prospects in the entire country. The season's going on at the same time as the Browns season.
I do agree with what Brian said, though. I think Deion might be there for another 2 years. Two years, I think, if he wins at a 9-win clip
For
the next 2 years.
Forio suggested that was the big problem with Deion to begin with anyway, and Shedeur in this conversation, is that if you give Shedeur the keys to the kingdom, then Deion, you're basically writing your own pink slip.
Yeah, I mean, well, and I think from, listen, Jimmy Haslam strikes me as a suggestible fellow. I'm not trying to be personal. If you get in a spot where in a year, well, you got to fire Kevin Stefanski, it absolutely would not strike me as absurd if Jimmy was like, I'm going to talk to that Deion guy because he understands how to coach his son. Like, the narratives there do write themselves. All of them would piss me off. But I can already see several people, I'm not saying you, but
no,
people within the Cleveland media taking hold of that as if it's some justification.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Depending on where
you drive. By the way, that's not the combo I want.
Yeah.
I don't want Deion and Shedeur. I want Shedeur and a head coach that knows what he's doing.
Which I think is the most, it's the best way to ensure that he gets what he wants. But I we asked Brian about Shedeur saying, you know, he kind of was had a say in personnel matters and stuff like that. I'm not saying it's going to be day one. That kid is, every program that he's been kind of the center point leadership-wise,
right.
And I do think that'll become a focal point here. That is going to be something, maybe it's not this year, maybe it's not 3 years, with an ownership group or with a leadership that seems to have a power vacuum in Berea. And you just have people who are maybe good dudes, but maybe not great leaders. Whether it's year one, year three, year seven, at some point I do think that's going to be a conversation point with Shedeur.
I mean, we'll definitely remember it if the Browns do end up drafting Shedeur. It's not like Baker never really ended up getting that control. Deshaun, even after the contract, never really got that control. And so it'll be interesting to see when Shedeur is told no, how he responds.
That's interesting. I do think Baker had control when Freddie was here.
I think so. Baker and Dorsey loved each other, so they were always on the same same page. I guess I would ask you, in what ways did Baker have control when Freddie was here?
I think he had much more of a say in the offense. I think there was nothing there.
But Shador yesterday, and I can agree with that, but Shador was talking more about personnel decisions.
I think Baker and John had a better relationship, that I guarantee you there were conversations there.
When Dorsey traded for Odell, do you think Baker was consulted in that?
I think he had to have been, right?
How do you feel about this? I don't know that there's ever been reporting on whether or not Baker was consulted on that. I know there was a time where Baker was very adamant that he was staying away from all the decisions, but he always framed it as a Baker decision.
Because I felt like when Stefanski came in, it became some sort of push and pull about power.
It definitely did.
And I think the way that makes most sense, if maybe Baker had more power than Stefanski was comfortable with, seated by the old organization.
He also might have actually just respected John Dorsey in a way that he didn't respect the powers that ultimately ended up being in charge.
You respect a football player, you don't respect a football nerd.
I mean, John Dorsey, you know, drafted Patrick Mahomes, drafted Travis Kelce, drafted Kareem Hunt,
was part of the team that drafted and developed traded for and developed Brett Favre.
I mean, he's been around football for a million years. There just might have been built-in respect there that maybe Stefanski and Barry didn't have.
I do miss that sweater-wearing bastard.
It's not popular. Maybe it is. I have no idea. I would give John Dorsey the job back in a second. I love John Dorsey.
Yeah, I think people take a look at his two drafts and go, well, yeah, Chubb, yeah, Baker, yeah, Denzel. But look at that 2019 draft. Guys, it's two drafts.
John Dorsey
Look at what he did in Kansas City. Look at what he's influenced in Detroit.
Yeah.
A little bit of news here. If you guys are on 480, or rather, if you're about to use 480, I mean, I'm getting texts left and right. Our friend Allie Tanner saying that basically her wife's been stuck in traffic on the 480 wreck since 3:30.
Oh, geez.
So if you can get where you need to go today without going on 480, and I have to remember which spot of 480 it is, but please make sure to check your GPS. Make sure to check. It is standstill, and it's going to be, I think it's shut down indefinitely.
Okay.
So be careful out there.
It's a good reminder, too, because sometimes I get in my car and I don't put the location where I'm going always in.
Yep.
And then you do run into, like, an accident or something like that. And then it was like, this was so preventable. I just had to remember to do it. More times than not, I do remember. I'll remember tonight.
I really need tonight to not be the day where it backs up.
You can't be stuck in traffic right now.
I can't.
You cannot do that.
I'm just going to get a hotel and go to sleep. I feel like absolute garbage. This was my flu game today.
Yeah.
I showed up for the team, unlike Andy Baskin and Jeff Phelps, who take every Friday off now.
Yeah.
I took the previous two Fridays off. But I'll tell you right now, please, no traffic on 77, Lord. In case we missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.